Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I was praying today about receiving the offering tonight, and the Lord showed me something, and it's just absolutely running all over me. Glory to God! I'm so excited about it, and so I want to share it with you. I don't like to receive an offering without us looking into the laws that govern the economy of the kingdom of God. Amen. Because that's where we live. And if you're living according to the economy of the kingdom of God and you're walking in it accordingly, you're not poor.
That's right.
You can't do that and be poor.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
It belongs to you.
Amen.
Anyway, I'm excited about this, you can tell. Go with me to the fourth chapter of Mark's gospel. Now, Jesus is teaching concerning heaven's economy on the earth. Notice what he said, verse 30, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, or with what comparison shall we compare it? So you see what he's got on his heart. You see what he's got on his mind. He wants these people that are under his care, in his employment. He wants them to know as much about walking in this as he does.
That's right.
Amen. So now, this is what he's talking about. Heaven's economy, the kingdom of God. Now go back up to the 14th verse. The sower soweth the word. These are they by the wayside where the word is sown. When they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. These are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness. Now I want you to notice that each one of these people, they had this in common. Each one of them heard the word. Each one of them received it with gladness. Everybody, this whole list. I want you to notice that now as we go. Verse 16, these are they likewise sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time afterward when affliction or persecution. Now, you need to pay close attention to this because we're going somewhere with it. Have no root in themselves, so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arise so God can teach them something. No, that's not what that said. Affliction and persecution arise for the word's sake. Immediately they were offended. These are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things, entering in, choke the word, and it, the word, becomes unfruitful. These are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. It's amazing to me that every loss. 75%. Let the devil steal the word. That whole 75% could have corrected the problem. It wasn't a problem there that you're unable to correct with the Word of God. Not one. Everybody there faced the same problem. It wasn't that this group up here had a big problem. These down here didn't have much. No. This whole group, if you read this right, you're looking at the whole group having heard the same word at the same time, in the same situation, in the same environment. Because it wasn't the weather that did it. It was the devil that stole it. Amen. And he came to steal off everybody. One thing about him, he don't ever change. He can't. He's defeated. He'll always be his own stupid, defeated self. So, Brother Coleman, why do you call him stupid? Anybody that thinks they can overthrow God is just stupid. I apologize, but I'm telling you right now, that's just the dumbest thing anybody could ever do. Amen. Whether you're the devil or somebody else, you ain't never going to win against God. So get on the right side here. Now, let's go over to the 10th chapter of Mark. He's still talking to the same group of people. In the 10th chapter of Mark's gospel. Amen. Now you remember what took place here. The rich young ruler came to Jesus and Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come, take up your cross and follow me. And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. He didn't have to go away. Now, I want you to see this. That played out just like what he got through saying in Mark 4. Didn't it? The sower sowed the word. He answered his question. And sowed the word, told him the truth. Satan came immediately and stole it. He didn't last long enough for Jesus to finish his sentence. Amen. The devil stole it. Now, I want you to now follow along with me here. I sure do like this. Jesus looked around about and said to his disciples, If our good buddy there had just stayed about five more minutes, Jesus was about to say this. Amen. Now, there's something there. In fact, I'm just going to jump the tracks here a little bit and go ahead and tell you this. Hey, don't run off. Don't get mad and run off. Hang around, darling. You're going to find out something here. I'm telling you, the harvest is at hand. Amen. See, but he got mad and left. Just as Jesus was about to tell him what the bottom line of this thing is. Now, look at it. Notice what he said. Jesus looked around about and said to his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. Now, if these had been poor folks, they would have said, I told you so. But they were astonished at his words. Jesus answereth again and said unto them, children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying, who then can be saved? Does that sound like a bunch of broke people? Huh? Well, you have to understand, these folks were Jewish. They didn't believe in the poverty gospel. None of them. Even if they were broke, they didn't believe in it. And none of them had the idea that God made them poor. Amen. Not being the seed of Abraham, they didn't. No, we got that from somebody else. Now notice this carefully. I want you to stay with me now. They were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Well, who are you with? I'm with God. Amen. Hallelujah. I was a young boy. Just the opportunity to go travel with my dad for a week. He traveled all the time and was in the sales business. And, oh, man, to get to go spend a week with him and go on sales calls with him was just the most exciting thing. Of course, he had to stay all over me to make me keep my mouth shut. But and sometimes it worked. But anyway... every time he'd walk up and shake hands with somebody and introduce himself, my dad was a powerful guy, and he'd say, I'm A.W. Copeland, and I'm a National Old Line Insurance Company. See, he qualified himself before he ever said anything. He didn't just say, I'm A.W. Copeland. He always qualified himself. I'm A.W. Copeland. I'm a National Old Line Insurance Company. And I got so excited one day, and I did it. I walked up to a fellow who's in the movie business. I walked up to him. I said, I'm Kenneth Copeland, and I'm with God. He said, really? I said, yeah, really. Amen. I'm with God. Thank you. Now... Still got my job, too. Peter began to say to him, lo, we have left all and have followed you. Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man. Say it, no. No man. No man. No man. That's no person. That hath left house, brethren, sisters, father, mother, wife, children, lands, for my sake and the gospel. Say it out loud. For his sake and the gospel. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time. Houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children and lands. No wives. Now notice what he said here. With persecutions. With persecution. Now we just learned about persecutions. We just found out about that. So that ought not be any problem to you at all, since you already know how to stop it. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. This has really got me excited. Notice it again, what he said. He shall. He will. He will receive 100-fold. Now, he didn't even bother with the 10, 30, 60, 90, 42, 50. No, he just hit right on that 100-fold. Glory to God.
That's right.
Amen. Are you getting a hold of it? And see, there's no such thing. There is no such thing. I finally got to where I could say that and not sound like I'm so country. I come from where they say, no such a thing. Well, I still like it better. There ain't no such a thing as the words of Jesus not working. There is no such thing as the 100-fold that won't work. Amen. Particularly when you got a manual right in the front of you there that tells you exactly what's going to happen, exactly what Satan's going to do, exactly what he's going to come up with, exactly how it's going to happen. Every word of it is right there, and the whole persecution thing is fixable by faith. All you have to do is obey what Jesus said and look out, because a hundredfold is coming. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know how anybody could make it any more plain than that. Amen. Somebody said, well, it didn't work for me. Well, now, wait a minute. Really? Well, why? Well, I just really don't know. Well, just all you got to do is read those two chapters and place it, find it, and fix it. Amen. 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 Now, what about all of that seed you sowed? And it hasn't come in yet. Well, now, I'll tell you something else that Jesus said. He shall receive 100-fold in this life and in the world to come eternal life. It's working. It's working. I said it's working. We had been we'd been to Hawaii, had a meeting there and for weeks. And, I felt like I fought every devil between Sydney and Honolulu. It was a rough meeting. It's a great meeting. I had a great meeting. It just took some doing. But God helped us, praise God, and we came out very victorious. So. And the last day, it's a 21-day meeting. And the last day, we were headed back to Texas. And this is before we had an airplane that'd go across that Pacific Ocean, so I'm on the airlines. And we got up early that morning, and we went down. Gloria got ahead. I was just finishing up things. She went ahead, so go down to get a table in the restaurant. And they had a really nice poolside deck restaurant out there, really nice, really enjoyable. And she's the next in line. I mean, I was just walking up. She'd been down there in line a little bit. Just as the hostess came up, and Gloria started, she had already pointed out to the deck. And before she could say anything, this guy just stepped in front and said, we would like to be on the patio. So the lady said, okay, well, I just didn't get up there in time to spank him, that's all. I was two or three steps late. I got up there just as he, you know, man. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. And so she came back, and she, of course, we said we wanted out there. She said, no, we don't have any more room out there. Come follow me. Well, we followed and followed and followed and followed and followed. I mean, we went back through two dining rooms I didn't know they had, and we'd been there for 3 weeks. We got all the way back in this corner dining room, and the hostess pulled the chair out for Gloria, and I just walked around the table just about to hold her chair for her. But, and Gloria started to sit down there, but instead of doing that, no, she moved over here to this other side of the table, so I scooted the chair out for her, and she was so close to this woman, she almost sat down on her. She is so close. She turned around and said, oh, Sister Copeland! I thought, oh, brother. And she said, Sister Gloria, I'm new at this. And last night in the service, she said, I just knew I heard the Lord tell me to give you my ring But she said, I got to thinking about it, and I didn't know whether it was just me or whether it was the Lord. So she said, I asked the Lord to have you sit next to me at breakfast in the morning in the hotel. Now I'm thinking, I'm glad I didn't spank that guy, because he's probably an angel. Ain't no telling what he'd have done to me. You know, I'd have walked out with a limp out of there, but, you know, maybe permanent. No, I'm glad I didn't mess up like that. I'm telling you, Gloria, see, she even changed before she started to sit down, to move around to that side of the table. And to get in the chair, she had to bump into her. That's the reason she knew Gloria was there. She gave her this little ring, and it had two squares. It had diamonds and sapphires. And it was, these little squares were offset, and you just move it a little bit, and it'd just go around and around and around and around. And one little square would go one way, and the other little square would go another way. And she just barely moved that, her hand, and those little squares would just jump, and the little diamonds would sparkle, and it was just kind of shocking. We walked into a department store one day, and she had that ring on. She was just shopping, and this guy looked at her. He said, lady, Gloria said, yes. Did you know that ring moved? She said, yes, it moves all the time. Now listen. We had been studying the hundredfold night and day. And the Lord, in the last part of that meeting, led me over into the laws of prosperity, the laws that govern abundance. And I spent some time in that and touched on this hundredfold. We just gotten hold of it. And Gloria came in some weeks earlier and showed me that scripture. She said, Kenneth, look at this. In this time and in the world to come, eternal life. She said, this is the greatest retirement plan on earth.
Oh, yeah.
She said, this is working from now until we leave.
Amen.
Amen. We got on the airplane headed back home. She's sitting there watching that little ring. It's just dancing and going and dancing and going. And the word of the Lord came to her. And he said, Gloria, always remember. Now see, this is the reason he gave her this ring. He said, always remember. And he referred to that scripture right there. He said, always remember. The hundredfold is working all the time. It's working while you're up. It's working while you sleep. It's working while you're working. It's working while you play it. It's working coming in. It's working going out. It's working in the city. It's working in the country. Glory to God. That hundredfold is working all the time. Now, by faith, you tap into it. Amen. By faith, you tap into it. It's working all the time. It's working all the time. Amen. All Gloria had to do to get that little ring to work is put it on. And it'd work for her all the time. Just breathe and that thing would just go around. Amen. You ought to go, oh, boy, that hundredfold is working. It's working every breath I take. When you get excited about that, that's when it works for you. That's when it works for you. Amen. It's the word working. It is word working. Faith receiving. Amen. Well, Brother Copeland, if that belongs to me, I want to know how come I don't have it. Well, salvation, the new birth, doesn't just belong to the believer. It belonged to you long before you ever accepted it.
That's right.
See? I was in my mid-20s. I was 25 years old before I accepted it. It belonged to me all my life. It belongs to every sinner on the street. It belongs to every human being breathing air on the planet right now. Yes. Salvation belongs to every terrorist. Yeah. Amen. Because God so loved the world. Amen. I was part of that world. You were part of that world. Amen. Well, if it belongs to us, and it does, if it belongs to the sinner on the street, how come he doesn't have it? He has never exercised any faith to receive it. Faith is the connector. And the Word of God is the source of that faith. And you begin to meditate these scriptures. Well, how did I find that out about the hundredfold return? I mean, I just told you things I only learned today. I knew, but I never had put that together just exactly like that. Yeah. But that's what happens when you meditate in it all the time. When you feed on it all the time. It gets stronger all the time. Now, every time I go to the fourth chapter of Mark, every time I go to the tenth chapter of Mark, I'll think about what I heard today, and it'll help my faith, and it makes me stronger. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, we will go well over the operating budget of this convention.
Amen.
Did you hear my faith?
Yes.
I said we will go well over the operating budget of this convention. Now I said it. All over and above the budget, I heard the Lord say this. All over and above is going into the television outreach.
Amen.
Now that means, for instance, like the BVOV and Believers Voice of Victory Network. How many of you are taking advantage of that? Now, I've heard this several times. Why do you have so many reruns? Folks, this is not an entertainment channel. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Amen. I was about to go preach one morning in Canaan Land, Nigeria. And I had gone down to breakfast preparing for the service. And I knew there was something here I had my message. I knew what the Lord had given me. And I knew there was, Lord, what helped me here? I know there's something here that I need to know. There's something I need to know. Help me. And my granddaughter Jenny was on that trip, and she walked over and turned the television on in the townhouse there where we were staying. And up popped Andrew Womack. And he was teaching on the scripture I was about to go preach. And he finished my message for me. I said, thank you, Andy. That's just what I needed right there. I grabbed my notebook, and every time I've preached that since, I have used what he said. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah, I told him about it. I kind of took some of your stuff there. He said, well, no, I got it from you. I said, well, you didn't get that line from me because that's what I was looking for. That's what this network's for.
Amen.
Amen. And for the year, it's right. This sits right on $5 million a year. Well, on this network, we don't charge anybody for that time. We sow all the time and everything about it into our broadcasters. Amen. Because that's what this is about. And like I said, this is not an entertainment channel. And there are times that I've heard the same message over and over and over and over. And if you turn it on sometime And it's about the fifth time you've heard me preach this. And you said, "Oh, he's going to do that again." Hey, you, the devil's trying to steal it off of you. That's the one you better listen to again and again and again. Because there's something in there that's waiting on you to find it. Hallelujah. Your hundredfold return may be right there in that next sentence. But that's what this channel is about. Amen. So, as you sow, I want you to pick that up in your heart, because you're sowing into this word going out all over the world. Sowing faith. Amen. Now see, heaven has it written down that you defeated the devil. Yeah, no. See, we have it written down that Jesus did. We know he did it. But he already had authority over the devil. He didn't do it for himself. But the scripture says you have overcome them. Them who? Them devils. You have overcome them because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Jesus gave you and I credit for everything he did on the cross, everything he did in hell, everything he did when he was raised up from the dead. He gave you and me credit for it. Glory to God. And when you're a partner, when you're a part of a ministry like this, and you sow into it, God has it right out beside your name that you're the one that won all these souls. It's an equal opportunity. Yeah. You understand? Amen. That excites me to no end. That excites me. I was standing in the wings of the auditorium in Detroit, Michigan. And I had Brother Robert's coat over my arm. I was standing there waiting for him to close. And when he was coming out, I was going to put that coat on him. That was my job. And I'm standing there and I'm enjoying this. He's preaching and I'm loving it. And the word of the Lord came to me. And I heard this in my spirit. He said, "Kenneth, if he, when he gives this invitation, if he wins 2,000 souls tonight in this message that he's preached, since you're standing in that spot doing what I have told you to do, I put you there and you're obedient to me to hold that coat. You get credit for the same 2,000 souls." Same 2,000. Just the same as if you preached it. Amen. That is spiritual law. That's kingdom of God. That is an ordinance that was forever installed because of David's ministry. When those that stayed behind and the guys that went into combat didn't want to share the spoil with them, David said, "Let me tell you something, guys. The only reason we won this is because of God, not because of you." And he said, we divided equally. And it was an ordinance that became an ordinance in Israel forever. Glory to God. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight for your word. We praise you for the greater one that lives within us. And Father, we depend on you tonight to reveal to each one of us present here what our individual part of this offering is. What you would have each one of us to do. Now I pray for every person in the sound of my voice, because this is so important to their future This is so important to the future of people that are out there watching television, watching online, watching BVOVN tonight. So important to the kingdom of God. And I'm asking you, sir, to make it clear, and we will obey, and we praise you, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.